Okay, so we know, and we've been told since we were very little, that Lashon Hara causes saras, some form of skin disease. The common translation is leprosy, but we know it's probably not. Actually, leprosy is more of a physical ailment, and saras is something that is of a spiritual nature. And is that the only thing that causes saras? We always associate Lashon Hara with saras, but we'll find that in the Gemara, there are other things that also cause saras. There is a Gemara in Maseches Erchin, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says as follows: Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Al Shiva Dvarim Negayim Baim. There are seven things, in fact, that saras can come for. Al Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is at the beginning of the list. Al Shvichas Damim, murder, Shvua Shav, swearing falsely, Val Gilei Aras, inappropriate relationships, Val Gasus Ruach, haughtiness, Val Gezel, stealing, Val Torah's Ein, and being stingy. And Lashon Hara, and then it goes on to give all the different psukim. We don't have to prove a psukim, but we see there's more than just Lashon Hara when it comes to tzaras. And the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Ber Mayim Chaim, which is the commentary in the bottom of this page of the Chafetz Chaim, he says that tzaras can come from any of these seven averos, and this is the opinion of many people as well. However, there is another contradictory medrash in Dvarim Rabbah in Parshas Kisetze in Vav Ches. Listen to what the medrash says. Davar Acher, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says that Ein Negayim Bayin Ella Al Lashon Hara. The only thing that Lashon Hara, that Negayim come from, the Tzaras comes from, is Lashon Hara. That's excluding everything else. So we have a machlokas here in Midrashim, in ideas from Chazal. The Rabbi Chanina says, only Lashon Hara brings Tzaras. For Rabbanan, Amri Teita Lecha, Shenegayim Bayin Al Lashon Hara. We see from Miriam, Hatzadekas, Adesh Shadibra Lashon Hara B'Moshe, she spoke about Moshe, her brother. Kirvu Ba Negayim, and she had Negayim, she had Saras. Minayim Shneamar, Zachar, Sashir Asal, Hashem Elokech, Miriam, and then it goes on to talk about Lashon Hara at that time. So one Medrash says that Lashon Hara is the only thing that causes Saras, whereas the Gemara says there are seven things. If you look in the Tshuvas of the Maharil, not in the Tshuvas of the Maharil, but the Minhagim of the Maharil, who was one of the great Chachmei Ashkenaz, who we often paskin like in Halach, and he writes by the laws of Aseres Mechuvah, in Os Yudalad, V'yesh Ba Lav V'aseh. There are two prohibitions. Dichsiv, Hishamer B'negat Saras, you should be careful about the negat saras, getting saras, or tzalomar, hishamer mi lashon hara. Be careful about lashon hara. Hamevi l'deit saras. V'chitei maminal and dizar kana lashon. How do I know when the Torah says you should be careful about what Miriam did? You should be careful about negat saras. It's talking about lashon hara. What about the Gemara in Erechin that said maybe it's talking about stealing or being stingy or haughty? How do I know when it's talking about saras, it's talking about lashon hara? Hallo al shava verus negayim baim. Aren't there seven things? The shlomar mishum desamech lezachor sasher asa hashem akach lemiriam. Because in the Torah, remembering Miriam is right next to being careful about saras. So the connection between those two ideas teach us that there's a stronger connection between lashon hara and saras. Vehi laksa b'tzaras asa sipra lashon hara be'achim Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. And she spoke lashon hara about her brother Moshe Rav Yosef Engel in his Golyoni Hashas, who was the Rav of Krakow. There in the Gemara in Ksus Memavav, he makes a similar point. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim in Simin Kuf Ayin Gimel, we see that there are in fact things that also cause saras against this medrash. And that is, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, bein basar ledagim, between meat and fish, chova litol mishum dekash ledavar acher, v'chamira sakanasa miyisura. We know we don't have meat and fish together. Why don't we have meat and fish together? Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's a sakana, it's dangerous. What's the danger? Says the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkas and Gimel, that the davar acher is tzaras. That's what it means. If you have meat and fish together, you'll get tzaras. So we have even Bizman Hazeh, and that's another discussion we'll get to in a moment, about do we have saras nowadays. But we see even lahalacha, that other things can cause saras besides Lashon Hara. But Lashon Hara is clearly at the top of the list. Now, Rav Shlomo Kluger, in his Perish on Pirkei Avos, Magen Avos, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Zayin, so he says that with the Averos listed in the Gemara in Erechin, if you stop doing them, there's no special mitzvah. If I don't have gaiva, if I'm not stingy, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, there's no special mitzvah. If I don't murder, so Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get up and give you a big round of applause for not murdering, there's no gift for that. But what's special, he says, is about Lashon Hara. A person who doesn't speak Lashon Hara That's a special mitzvah. It's not there to speak Lashon Hara, but it's also a special mitzvah when you withhold yourself of not speaking Lashon Hara. And therefore, he says, that's why Lashon Hara is different than the rest of the Gemara. The Gemara is listing a bunch of other things, and it's very nice if you don't do them, but it's not a mitzvah. But a person who thinks about speaking Lashon Hara and decides not to speak Lashon Hara, such a person gets an extra mitzvah. And the Maskil of David, Rav David Pardo, he is a super commentary on Rashi. I know we're familiar with the Maharal, his Gur Arya is a commentary on Rashi. So there's another Talmud Chacham, his name is Rav David Pardo. He wrote the Maskil of David. So there in Vayikra Yadal Adal, he says that Lashon Hara is simply the most common of those seven Averos. And therefore, that's why we highlight it more often with Tzaras than anything else. But if you murder, there'd also be Tzaras. And if you're stingy, or if you're haughty, you also get Tzaras. But Lashon Hara is the most common of all those things, and therefore, that's why it appears at the top of the list. Now, can we get Tzaras nowadays? Has anyone seen any white lesions on their body with hairs inside of them, things that the Torah describes? So can we get Tzaras? And if we can't, why not? That's what we want to discuss right now. So a few Mar Makomos indicate that we can get Tzaras. So first of all, we saw before, eating between meat and milk, it's kash lo davar acher, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's Tzaras. So the Shulchan Aruch is only about things that are relevant nowadays. There are no laws of kadshim and karbanos or tum and tara in the Shulchan Aruch. So if the Shulchan Aruch is telling us don't eat meat and fish together, that implies that perhaps Tzaras is something that is relevant nowadays. In addition, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simon Lamed Ches, says, Menuda umitzura, asrum laniach tefillin. If a person is Tzaras, it's asur put on tefillin. Why is the Shulchan Aruch telling that to me? It's 2016. The Shulchan Aruch wrote in the 1500s. Why is he telling that to me? It must be that there is something about Tzaras that is relevant nowadays. The Beis Yosef writes in Evan Ezra and Simon Lamed Ches, deciding the Rashbas who discusses whether you can divorce someone who has Tzaras. Is having Tzaras considered something that's so unappealing that it's grounds for divorce? Why are we talking about that? It must mean that there's some discussion about Tzaras. In Hilchos Mila, in Yoradei Reish Samech Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Beis, discusses the laws of doing Tzaras on someone who has, doing Bris Mila on someone who has Tzaras in the place of the Mila. Again, it's seemingly a contemporary issue, not something relegated to the times of the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, in Shmiras HaLashon, in the Shar Zechira, we're going to look at length in a moment, in the Chalkos Binyamin and the Shvi Lechaim, both commentaries on the Chafetz Chaim, and the Sefer Charedim, and the Reish Yischachma, great Sefer of Kabbalah from one of the late Rishonim, he says that our Tzaras nowadays is in Ruchnias. You can get spiritual Tzaras. The negative effects that come from speaking Lashon Hara, where you get the mark on your body, so that doesn't happen. But the skin deep spiritual effects that lay underneath the body, those can still happen, say the Chafetz Chaim and the other Mefarshim nowadays. And therefore, the Lashon Hara causes spiritual Tzaras, but not something that we can see. We'll look at this in depth in a moment. Now, why is it that the case then that we don't have physical Tzaras nowadays? What happened? So the first person to discuss this is the Radvaz. The Radvaz is a commentary on the Rambam, and he writes in the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, in Perek Zayin Halacha Tes, that we don't have Tzaras nowadays because it can only become Tameh if you have a Kohen Meyuchas. You need a Kohen who can trace himself back to Aaron. And if you don't have such a Kohen nowadays, then he can't Paskin on Tzaras. And even though, according to all the picture books, and all the Pesukim in the Torah, and all the Rashis, it looks, and it feels, and it smells like Tzaras, still, it's not Tzaras unless a Kohen says so, says the Ravaz. And therefore, that's why there's no Tzaras nowadays, because we don't have a Kohen with the proper Yichus back to Aaron in order to make these distinctions. Obviously, we have Kohanim. No, they are Kohane Chazaka. We have a Chazaka that this person is a Kohen because his family's been a Kohen for so many generations. But he doesn't have a book or a piece of paper showing that he can record going back to Aaron HaKohen. And this is why Nesias Kapayim or Pidgin HaBen, we do have Birchas Kohanim nowadays, because that's enough for Chazaka, even though you don't have a Kohen Miyuchas. However, in the case of Tzaras, this would be a problem. Now, this is the opinion of the Minchas Chinuch and Rabbi Kiva Eger, cited by the Teferis Yisrael. The Teferis Yisrael is a commentary on the Mishnah, and he records that he was a young man. He once had the chance to meet the Gadol Hador Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he had one chance to ask him one question. And what was his question? Why don't we have tzaras nowadays? And Rabbi Kiviger said, because we don't have kohanim in order to pass it on them, and therefore tzaras does not exist nowadays. And this is the opinion of the Otzer Nechma. The Otzer Nechma is a commentary on the Kuzari in Gimel Mem Tes and the Toldos Adam and the Chalas Halechem and the Beis Yitzchak Yerodea Beis Kuf Yud Gimel and other, the Shuvas of the Maharsham and the Torah Tamima on Parshas Mitzor. If you look up the Pasuk, he gives the same reason. Often the Torah Tamima takes things from other people and he doesn't really give you a source, so he probably took it from one of the other sources. And many of the Achronim explain the same thing, the Or Sameach, and Rav Yaakov Emden, in his Shuvos Yaivetz Aleph Kuf Lamed Ches, he says that even if it's as clear as day, it's so obvious that this is Saras, because there's no Kohen Miyuchas, we don't have a Kohen, therefore we don't say there is Saras. And that's why these things are not applicable at this moment in time. Now, the Chofetz Chaim, in the Isurim that he lists at the beginning of his Sefer, in the Lavim, in Os Gimel. So he says, when you speak Lashon Hara, you violate Hishamer Benegat Saras the Shmor Ma'od V'Lasos. Now, that means nowadays, says the Chavetz Chaim, even though there's no Saras, when you speak Lashon Hara, not only do you violate Lo Seleich Rachil Ba'mecha, that you're peddling gossip amongst your friends, but you violate a second prohibition, that you're not being careful about Saras. That's strange. How are you violating it nowadays if there is no Saras? So that's not my question. That's the question of the Aruch HaShulchan. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Or HaChaim Siman Samech Os Sifhei. So the Aruch HaShulchan lived at the same time as the Chavetz Chaim. So he argues on his contemporary, and he says, V'chein b'zichiras Miriam d'reisha d'krohu shamer b'negat saras ve'eno b'zman hazeh ve'eno b'chutz laretz. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, no. It's bad to speak Lashon Hara. But if you speak Lashon Hara, you don't violate the prohibition of not being careful about Saras because there's no Saras nowadays. And therefore, it would be only one Isser and not two. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in the Sefer Derech Sicha in Chelek Aleph, page Shin Nun, he explains that technically Saras is Bizman Hazeh. It's just that we don't have a Kohen, but the Lav doesn't disappear. And therefore, he thinks the Chavetz Chaim is correct. So when you speak Lashon Hara, you violate speaking Lashon Hara and not being careful about Saras, even though we might not see Saras nowadays. Now, does speaking Lashon Hara cause saras on clothing in your home? We know that the Torah tells us there's saras that appears on homes and articles of clothing. Are the two things connected? Or is that only on a, is Lashon Hara only connected to saras on the body? What do we say? No? No opinions? So we have here a machlokas as well. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tumat Saras in Tes Zayin Yud. This is based on a Medrash in Vayikra Rabbi Yud Zayin. And he says as follows. He says, "V'zeh hashinui ha'amor bebegadim uvatim hanikrem Torah saras b'shutfus Hashem enu min hago sholam elos v'pela." The fact that we have saras that appears on homes and clothing is a miraculous thing due to the Jewish people. Kadesh lizar mi lashon hara, because it's all about lashon hara. What happens? Shemasapir b'lashon hara mishtanos keros beso. You first speak lashon hara, then it happens to your house. And then eventually you stop and the house becomes pure. Im amad berisho ad shehuta tabayis mishanin kli haor shuvbeisu shuyoshi b'shoch avleim. Then it comes back and you speak Lashon Hara again and it gets on your couches and your bed and everything else. Im chazur bo itaro. Okay, you do tshuva and you become pure. Vim amad berisho ad sheisru v'mishtanu havganim shalav. You do tshuva, you have to burn your clothing. Im chazur bo itaro. Vim amad berisho ad sheisru v'mishtanu oro v'itzar v'shem mevudal meforsam levado ad shal yisasek besichas rishayim shul etzanus lashon hara. Until it comes so close and it's on your body. So says the Rambam, the way Taras works, the first it goes house, then clothing, if you don't get the message, and then body. Pay attention to what happens to Miriam. If you see signs coming into your life from far away, and you don't get the first warning, and you don't get the second warning, and it gets bigger and bigger, it's just Hashem sending wake-up calls. If you don't get the wake-up call the first time, it'll get louder, and the alarm will get louder and louder and louder until it affects your body. And therefore, says the Rambam, the tsaras of clothing and the house and the body, it's all the same. However, the Maharsha, in his Chidushi Agados in the Gemara in Erech in there, we don't have it here, it's very long, he said tsaras can also come to homes because of stinginess and stealing. So tsaras on the home and clothing can come from other things as well. I just want to read through here the words of the Chafetz Chaim himself in the Shmiras HaLashon, which is the second part of this is like the Hashkafic portion of the laws of Lashon Hara, in the Shar HaZechira in Perek Vav. And there, the Chafetz Chaim lays out a lot of the discussion, just gives a very powerful and beautiful explanation. I just want to read through some of it. This is a translation into English, and it's a pretty good relationship to the Hebrew. Listen to what the author writes. He says, "It should not come as a surprise to you that we see from some people who speak Lashon Hara, and no punishment seems to befall them." Why is that fair? My friends speak Lashon Hara all the time, and nothing falls on their head. No pianos fall, the skies take care of them. So what's going on? He says, "The answer to this question can be found in the Medrash of Chazal, who comments on the Pasuk in Mishlei, 'One who guards his mouth protects his soul from troubles.' I have seen a partial explanation in the statement of Chazal in a sefer entitled the Nachal Kedumim. It is well known that the punishments of a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives people are only for their own good, in order that the person should be cleansed of sin to do tshuva. When the Beis HaMikdash was in existence and there were Kohanim who would offer sacrifices and purify us, if someone spoke Lashon Hara, Kadosh Baruch Hu would inflict punishment of tsaras on the person. But even those punishments did not immediately affect him bodily. Instead, the afflictions would appear on the walls of the house, just like the Rambam said. The speaker of Lashon Hara would then have to personally go to the Kohen, and then the Kohen would then give him Musar and say, 'You have to be careful, you must have spoken Lashon Hara.' And then the Kohanim would, enough to make him do tshuva, and the person didn't listen again, and Kadosh Baruch would give more afflictions, right, as the Rambam said again, and the Rambam says the tsaras on the walls, where it would come because of Lashon Hara. And then towards the bottom, he says that the speaker did tshuva, then the walls become normal, and then it would go on the chairs and the bed, this entire thing. And it would be publicized, turning to the next page. And he would remain alone until he stopped speaking Lashon Hara. Now, there's a great benefit to be derived from this punishment. He sees the enormity of the punishment and the disgrace that he must endure by remaining outside of society with no ability to return. He constantly publicizes his suffering so that people would pray for mercy for him. As the Torah says, he calls out Tamei Tamei, and as a result of this, he becomes contrite and humbled because of his averos. He accepts upon himself resolution not to speak any more Lashon Hara, and at that point, the Kadosh Baruch Hu and his rachamim helps the person out and takes care of the tzaras. Right? And the Kohanim would then proceed to follow all the instructions and be a kapara. And later, the person would finally return home. He understands all the great chesed the Kadosh Baruch Hu did for him, and he healed him his affliction. This person will certainly be better about not speaking Lashon Hara. And this person will apologize again about speaking Lashon Hara. That's another discussion. Are you allowed to apologize to the person you spoke Lashon Hara about if they don't know it? Perhaps we'll discuss that later. And therefore, he becomes clean of speaking Lashon Hara. And he'll have kapara, and he'll be careful about this. All this occurred during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when it still stood. But we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash because of our many, many sins. We have no karbanos or kohanim to help take care of this. Nowadays, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would bring these afflictions to a person, you'd remain tamei forever because we have no way to get out of it. This is similar to what we explained before by not having the kohanim. Now, this impurity, which is a result of the sin, would remain stuck on the nefesh, on the person's soul, without any appearance outside of the body. This is the intent of the Medrash, that one who guards his mouth protects his soul from troubles, tsaras nafsho, which is similar to the words tsaras nafsho, the tsaras of his nefesh, meaning one saves himself from being afflicted with tsaras that attaches itself to the nefesh. Says the Chafetz Chaim, there is tsaras, but it's on your neshama, it's on your body. Because if it was on your body, you'd have no way to deal with it. You can't fix it. There's no kohanim, there's no korbanos, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So Hashem instead puts the tzaras on your neshama and it afflicts you spiritually. Accordingly, a person who's accustomed to committing the sin, chas v'shalom, must constantly bewail his soul. For although a Kadosh Baruch Hu hides this person's afflictions and there are no apparent physical manifestations, nevertheless, after you have died, his soul leaves his physical body. The zuhama, the impurity, the glaring spiritual filth of this tzaras will be revealed in the Olam HaEmes. When you're standing before your Bubby and your Zadie and everyone is there and the whole family's there and the video's out and the DVD and everyone's watching your life, they're going to see the tzaras in your neshama and it's going to be embarrassing. Here too, this person will remain eternally alone outside of Jewish society in a place that is filled with klipos, which are the forces of impurity. All this will happen to him if he does not do tshuva for Lashon Hara. Furthermore, while still alive, at the moment of his passing away, as his soul goes la'ela to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, every foul and derogatory word that this person ever spoke his entire life returns and attaches itself and ascends with him. Everything sacred and holy immediately departs from him because of this. There is no greater, more horrible disgrace than this for the nefesh. This is revealed to us in the language of the Zohar Kadosh, in Parshas Tazria. Someone who guards his mouth protects the soul from troubles. As one who speaks of bad words, they travel up to heaven. When he passes away, they shout, "Stay away from this bad person, keep away from him," as you would stay away from a wild snake. And this person's holy soul would be by force remain silent while this goes on, and he will not be able to assume the proper rightful place in heaven. As the Pasuk says, "I became mute in silence." On this point, Chazal say, when you stay away from Lashon Hara, you protect your soul from troubles. Furthermore, I found an answer to this question posed in the Sefer Davar Shebekdusha, which references the Sefer Hakana, which is a book of Kabbalah, who says, "See and understand that anyone who speaks Lashon Hara is judged with saras." He said to his Rebbe, "If that is so, then all of Israel would have become mitzorim, because of the ongoing sin of Lashon Hara, keeping us in galus. So what's going on? I don't see anyone with saras." He responded back to him that poverty is the equivalent to tzaras. And in fact, he becomes an impoverished person who's totally subservient to others. So Aeneas becoming poor is a punishment like tzaras, meaning that by virtue of his poverty, man will lose his sense of haughtiness, which is the reason for Lashon Hara, as we saw before in the Gemara in Erchin. And I'll explain further with Hashem's help in the Shar HaTvuna. Moreover, this impoverished person will be afraid to talk about others because fears of words that will say get back to him and he will no longer receive favors from them. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, two answers. Either saras appears under neshamos when we speak Lashon Hara, or it comes in the form of poverty because it has the same benefit, so to speak, of saras. Saras makes a person removed from society, so too poverty puts a person outside of society and his circle of friends, and it affects him in a similar way. And therefore, we see that when we think about Lashon Hara and saras, oh, saras, that's like the times of the Beis HaMikdash and the Midbar, that's where saras is. Says the Chafetz Chaim, no. Saras and the effects of saras are very much present nowadays, and it's certainly something to think about when we watch our mouths and we speak with other people to make sure we don't speak Lashon Hara.